But first, the federal opposition leader has just delivered what may be one of the most important addresses in his political career. In the House of Representatives, Tony Abbott has given his formal response to Tuesday night's budget. In his budget in reply speech, Mr. Abbott has revealed he will dump the carbon tax, but he'll be keeping the tax cuts and pension increases linked to it. And he's outlined $5 billion in savings so it can be done. That includes delaying an increase to compulsory superannuation. I'm joined now by our reporter in Canberra, Samantha Hawley, to discuss what Mr. Abbott's had to say tonight. Sam, let's start by giving us some of the details.
Well, Peter, tonight we've got a lot more detail than we would have expected. We did not think that we were going to get some information about the cuts that Tony Abbott would make in government. But in fact, he did reveal quite a lot in relation to that tonight. Now, he did indicate that he could very well keep all the cuts that the government made in Tuesday's budget, that is $43 billion worth. And he's also reserved his right to dismantle the funding commitments that the government made in Tuesday's budget, except for one, and one very important one, which is he would, of course, keep the NDIS, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, or disability care, that will be fully funded, and he's committed to that. But other things, like the Gonski education reforms, look like they're on a bit of shaky ground. He certainly won't be backing them unless all the states are on board. Now, the biggest commitment that we saw tonight in this speech a short time ago, is that Tony Abbott has said he will repeal the carbon tax. Well, yes, we know that. But now we learn that he will actually keep all of the associated compensation that has gone with that. That is, the changes to the income tax thresholds, so essentially tax cuts, and the increases in the pension, for instance, they will all stay. Now, they come at a cost of $4 billion, and Tony Abbott tonight has actually revealed how he will pay for that, what savings he will make to ensure that that compensation stays in place. The big one here, Peter, is that the increase from 9 to 12% in the compulsory superannuation that was to be delivered in 2019 will now be delayed by 2 years. Now, that's going to save a coalition government a heap of money, $1.1 billion a year from 2016. So a bulk of the money is going to come from that, and that will be a big attack for Wayne Swan when he comes out and talks about this later tonight. Also, he's announced tonight that a twice-yearly supplementary allowance to people on benefits, people on Newstart, on the single parents payment, etc., it's about $200. That will go. He says you can't have it anymore because it's funded by the mining tax and the mining tax isn't making any money. The low income superannuation contribution, that will go too, $1 billion a year in savings there. And there's a few other things as well, including a $12,000 cut to the public service, which we already knew about, but that will save a massive $1.7 billion a year. So $5 billion in savings outlined by Tony Abbott tonight.
So in trimming here and trimming there, he's kept the headline pension increases and the headline tax cuts.
Yes, he has indeed. And they would have been hard, I think it's fair to say, to repeal those things because, of course, once people have that sort of pension increase or tax cut, it's then very hard to say to them, actually, you can't have that anymore. So I think politically this is the clever move. It would have been very unpopular to wind those things back, although there are some measures in here that will be unpopular among some people in the community.
And was this also to some extent a speech that was based around trust, the trust me concept?
Yeah, it sure was. I mean, the theme running through it, I guess, is about trust, and it has been Tony Abbott's theme for many, many months now. A theme, I guess, is that this is a bad government. It's let Australians down. It can't be trusted. It's broken too many promises. It's failed to deliver a surplus, etc., etc. But let's hear a little bit of what Tony Abbott had to say a short time ago.
Madam Speaker, in 121 days, there will be an election. It will be a tipping point in the life of our country. The choice could hardly be more stark. 3 more years of broken promises, nasty surprises, and weak excuses, or change for the better with an experienced team that will not just rebuild the economy, but also the bonds of trust that should exist between you, the people, and your parliament.
Yeah. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, during the budget in reply speech in Canberra.